It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. Seaweed is New Hampshire food, or if it isn't already for you, it may soon be after the exploration of seaweed taking place tonight at Stages at One Washington in Dover. Sarah Redmond is a Maine Sea Grant agent with Maine Sea Grant College Program and UMaine Cooperative Extension. They're putting on tonight's event with UNH Cooperative Extension and New Hampshire Sea Grant. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
I suspect that, like other foods, seaweeds aren't all the same. How much variety are we talking about, especially in this part of the country?
So there are about 10 different species of seaweeds or sea vegetables we can use or have traditionally used in cooking and for food. Certainly, the lobster bake or clam bake is familiar for many people that come to the coast in the summer to have your seafood meal. Usually the rockweed, which is pretty abundant up and down our coast on rocky shores, has been used for a long time as a way to either pack, ship, or hold lobsters or crabs, but it's also been used to steam and cook with. So that's sort of the traditional use of common rockweed. Coastal peoples have always used sea vegetables as a food source and also as a source for minerals for their gardens and also for their livestock. That goes back to our native populations, but also we had a lot of traditions that were brought over by the new settlers. And now we're sort of rediscovering these amazing ancient sea plants and their uses.
Can you encourage someone to try seaweed if they've never tried it before and give it a fair shake?
Yes. So one of the ways that we start is by calling them sea vegetables. Seaweed is sort of an easy way to describe the marine macroalgae that you can find on the shore, but sea vegetables is a more specific way of describing the foods that we eat. And then seeing and touching and learning about them really is a big step forward, because any type of foreign or different food, it takes a little while for your brain to learn and understand and recognize. So you don't need to start consuming large amounts of sea vegetables all of a sudden, but you can just add a little bit to everything that you like to eat. You don't have to prepare any type of special dishes. You can just make your soup or salad or grilled cheese and just add a little bit of sea vegetable in there to get the benefits that you need.
And what are the benefits that would prove enticing for Sea Grant organizations and cooperative extensions?
They have the unique ability to concentrate minerals from the ocean waters. So they're an extremely mineral-rich food. One especially important mineral that they can concentrate is iodine, is something that we tend to not get enough of if we don't eat a lot of seafood. So that's a very important piece of the nutritional story of sea vegetables. So, and then seaweeds or sea vegetables are very high in all types of vitamins and minerals and unique biocompounds.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from chefs and from eaters around the region with these workshops?
Well, I'm really seeing this sort of awakening of excitement and awareness around sea vegetables, especially when people realize that we have them here in our own backyard and that they are a really amazing and incredible superfood, but also a resource for people and for plants and for animals. In Maine last year, we had the very first ever Maine Seaweed Festival in South Portland, where we just celebrated and educated participants in all of the different varieties of seaweeds and their uses. And we're planning on doing that again this year. So it's sort of like this exciting momentum that's building around what they are and how they can utilize them.
Well, Sarah Redmond, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.